Out and About. A few words from the Trust's chairman, Leslie Besant. As I mentioned last time, we've been recruiting board members and I'm delighted to welcome our two new non-executive directors. On the 1st of September, we were joined by Paul Murphy and Shirley Richardson. Paul lives in York and has worked in central and local government, as well as the public and private sectors. Shirley lives in Saltburn and is a registered nurse and former director of nursing and midwifery. They bring a wealth of experience to the Trust and I'm looking forward to working with them over the coming years. Since I last wrote, we've held a very successful annual general and members meeting with an interesting and informative keynote speaker, Ian Callaghan from Rethink. I particularly enjoyed hearing from two service users from Ridgeway. It was fantastic to learn about their contributions to improving services both within TÜV and further afield. You can read more about the AGM in this magazine. I'm delighted that we'll soon be reopening adult inpatient beds in York. We understand how difficult it's been for those service users and their families who've had to travel to Middlesbrough and other Trust properties, and bringing back services to York has been a key priority. I recently visited Peppermill Court and was impressed with the work that's been done. We recently launched this year's Making a Difference Awards. There's more information in the magazine too. These annual awards are in their 10th year, and to mark the occasion, we've made some changes to the categories, which we hope will prove popular. One of the new awards is for Volunteer of the Year, in recognition of the contributions made by service users, experts by experience, governors, service users and carers and other volunteers. And finally, as summer draws to a close, we're starting to think about next year, and our new planning cycle is underway. There are many challenges ahead, but TÜV is in an excellent position to respond to anything that comes our way.